Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keene reaches second base with a double. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Keene moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling takes first base on ball four. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Keene scores. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lepsio throws towards the plate. White fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Tuttle scores. Wilson moves all the way to home. It's 5-0, Tigers. Pete Daly now catching. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Mel Parnell. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Herd now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Keene reaches second base with a double. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keene moves to third. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Jensen moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Tom Herd. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Tuttle is chasing the ball. Stevens rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling strikes out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Siski now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.